With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting residents in central Tennessee are taking stock after deadly tornadoes Saturday killed six people and sent several dozen to the hospital. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell says at least 20 buildings in the region collapsed and many more were damaged in Saturday's severe weather that spawned multiple tornadoes. Greg Chance learned that his co-worker and friend Joseph Dalton was one of three victims killed north of Nashville.
I'm thankful that we're all alive, but what hurts me more than anything is he lost his life.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee spoke to reporters after touring damage in the area.
It's really painful to watch, especially at Christmas season. But again, there's a great wave of hope when you watch Tennesseans come alongside.
I'm Jennifer King.
Correspondent Shelley Adler reports the attorneys for a Texas woman who sought court permission for an abortion say she has left the state for the procedure.
31-year-old Kate Cox was believed to be the first woman in the country to ask a court for permission for an abortion since Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. Her lawsuit quickly became a high-profile test of bans in Texas and a dozen other GOP-controlled states where abortion is prohibited at nearly all stages of pregnancy.
Israel's defense minister pushed back against international calls to wrap up the country's military offensive in the Gaza Strip, saying the current phase of the operation against the Hamas extremist group will take time. In an interview with the Associated Press, Yovant Gallant refused to commit to any firm deadlines, but he signaled the current phase could stretch on for weeks and that further military activity could continue for months to come. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 157 points, the Nasdaq rose 28. This is SRN News. A crash may be coming to your state capital.
Thanks to the efforts of the American Nativity Scene Committee and the Thomas More Society, 43 capitals will have a manger scene on their grounds this Christmas, a record number. Thomas More spokesman Tom Brecka tells the Christian Post that the nativity scenes are important because they represent, quote, an exercise of fundamental constitutional rights that, if not exercised, are going to be lost or forgotten about. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Preliminary designs have been released for an outdoor memorial to the 11 victims of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue attack. The plans call for the memorial to be adjacent to the Tree of Life synagogue, scene of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Details are still being hammered out, but the design includes a garden and 11 sculpted forms of open books symbolizing the Book of Life in Jewish tradition. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher ahead of the Federal Reserve's last meeting of the year. Macy's soared 19% following reports that an investor group is launching a bid to take over the storied retailer private for $5.8 billion. Markets will get updates this week on inflation at the consumer and wholesale levels before the Fed's meeting wraps up on Wednesday. Major stock indexes are on a six-week winning streak, with the S&P 500 up 20% for the year now. The Dow today up 157 points to close at 36,404. The Nasdaq gained 28 points to 14,432. The S&P 500 adding 18 to 46.22. New York oil rose 9 cents to $71.32 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.